So Chad and I kind of have a two-part presentation here. I'm going to talk about the front end of captives, which is setting them up, how they're structured, why clients are interested in them. And then I think Chad's going to jump into defending them when they get into hot water and giving us an update on some of the current captive litigation. So I'll start with just the basics. What is a captive insurance company? It's basically a property and casualty company that's formed by a business or its owners to provide coverage to that business or its affiliates. So essentially it's a way for business owners to kind of keep their insurance payments or insurance needs sort of close to the vest and usually with common ownership with the business. So in this situation, in a captive structure, you have an operating business that's owned by individual business owner, and then the captive is set up also owned by business or business owner, and the operating business pays premiums over to the captive, which are deductible on the operating side. Operating business side, and then the captive issues insurance policies to the operating business. A microcaptive is a specific type of captive that's set out under Section 831B of the code, and essentially there's not a whole lot of difference between microcaptives and large captives in terms of, you know, the premiums are deductible by the insureds in both circumstances. And usually, you know, the policy structures are not so different. The big difference is the tax elements of the microcaptive. In the 831B microcaptive, the insurance company, the captive insurance company, is only taxed on its investment income. It's not taxed on the premium income that it receives from the insured.